This course will involve a basic introduction to the various aspects of human genetics, from the basic structure of DNA to the ways in which DNA techniques have been used to treat diseases and create drugs. The first chapter of the course will include a discussion of the structure of the DNA molecule and the structure of genes. DNA is the basic molecule involved in the genetic structure of almost all organisms, except for RNA-containing viruses, and is the basis of the genetic code. The structure of genes will also be a part of the discussion. The second chapter of the course will focus on the structure of chromosomes and the way chromosomes are replicated during cell division. Chromosomes are linear in eukaryotes and usually circular in prokaryotes, but all have the genetic instructions to make all of the proteins and enzymes made by the cell. In the third chapter of the course, there will be a focused discussion on the expression of genes, the genome of the cell, and the complex process of transcription and translation, which involves several processes used in the making of proteins. In Chapter 4, the basics of Mendelian genetics will be the focus of the discussion. Gregor Mendel used pea plants to identify the basics of the passing on of single gene traits, which is proven to be the way in which genes are passed, even in complex organisms. The genetics involved in the passing on of two genes will also be discussed. In the fifth chapter of the course, the study of bacterial and viral genetics will be the main focus of the discussion. Both bacteria and viruses have slightly different genetic patterns and ways of passing on their genome when compared to eukaryotes, which will be the focus of this chapter. In the sixth chapter of this course, gene regulation will be the main discussion point of the chapter. Genes are regulated as part of the making of certain proteins, which allows the entire genome to be inside each cell, but only certain genes to be expressed, depending on the type of cell in the organism and its function within a given tissue or organ. In the seventh chapter of this course, the focus will be on gene mutations and gene repair. Genes mutate for various reasons, and unless they are repaired through normal genetic mechanisms, cells can die or turn cancerous from errors that result in the uncontrolled expression of the cell's genome. In the eighth chapter of the course, the various major chromosomal diseases will be talked about. This will include those disorders caused by having extra chromosomes in the genome of the individual, as well as one disorder involving having a missing chromosome in the genome, Turner syndrome. In the ninth chapter of the course, the focus of the discussion will be on autosomal dominant diseases. These are diseases that are usually passed on to every generation as the gene causing the disease is dominant and will be expressed if the person inherits the gene. The tenth chapter of the course will focus on the genetics of autosomal recessive diseases, which are not usually passed on to every generation, as the person needs two copies of the recessive gene to have the disease. Most of these diseases are relatively rare and involve missing proteins or enzymes in a person who doesn't have the genes to make these proteins. The 11th chapter of the course will involve a discussion of X-linked genetic diseases, which mainly affect boys. Women carry the disease but rarely get it because these are recessive diseases. Boys have only one copy of the X chromosome, so they tend to get the recessive disease, of which there are dozens of them. The last and 12th chapter of the course will involve a discussion of genetic engineering and gene therapy. Genetic engineering has been used in medicine, industry, agriculture, and research to alter the genome of certain organisms. Gene therapy is used in medicine, but is still experimental as it hasn't been successful in treating many genetic diseases. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school human genetics course.